there's more to fireflies than a backyard light show. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, scientists at Syracuse University are working on a project that ultimately would put the insect's luminescence to use.
The fireflies that now light up your backyard could someday light up your television screen or a string of Christmas lights. Those are just some of the possibilities that could spring out of a project at SU's College of Arts and Sciences. In a fourth floor lab, chemistry professor Matthew May leads students in using nanoscience to tap the power of luciferase, the enzyme in fireflies that create the light.
And in our particular project, we've been able to attach that luciferase to some of our nanomaterials.
May says it all comes down to the structure of these tiny nanorod building blocks.
We've designed all the dimensions, the length, the width. We've designed the composition inside, the structure inside these little rods, all to promote this energy transfer.
And the beauty of it all, says May, it requires no outside power source.
We don't need a battery. We don't need a laser to excite the system. We just have to add a little bit of the firefly fuel. It reacts with the protein, which transfers its energy to our rod, and we get these nice red or orange colors.
May sees a commercial future springing up from their work.
Everything is moving towards LEDs and very thin displays and things like that. But LEDs are still limited in terms of their light output. So some of our nanorod materials are extremely bright, even better than LEDs. And you can think about if there's some, you know, way down the road to light up a TV, you know, without any electricity.
And it certainly changed the way May looks at the lightning bugs in his backyard.
I've actually never had a fascination with fireflies before, but now I definitely appreciate them a little more.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.